Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org if you prefer email. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Lewis Worthington from Flower Mound, Texas.
Flower Mound, Texas. Is there, in fact, a flower mound there?
There is.
Is there really?
It's in full bloom and ready for Easter.
Wow. Was the flower mound pre-existing and people came and built a town around it?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? It wasn't like for 80 years it was known as Sewage Pit, Texas. And people were like, we need something better. Why don't you build a mound and we'll put some flowers on it? It wasn't like that.
No, I think the mound was here naturally for a very long time.
Right, okay. Well, welcome to the show, Lewis. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two limericks, you'll be a winner.
Cool.
Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
Reporters in China agree that their doctors are on a greed spree. They were told they were ill, though the samples were filled with a cup of fine smoky brewed...
tea?
Yes. A group of Chinese reporters wanted to test how greedy their local hospitals were, so they used the classic Folgers test. They secretly replaced their urine samples with tea and sent them in to see if the hospitals would notice. The results came back, and according to 6 out of the 10 hospitals, boy, did those reporters have terrible urinary tract infections. And strangely, honey. How did that happen?
It's completely understandable.
And while these problems will be expensive to cure, so they better get on in there, the China News Service said about the results, quote, it makes one shiver all over, even though it's not cold. The hospitals were quick to respond, saying, you're cold? We could prescribe something for that.
I don't know. If I'm a doctor and my patient is peeing tea,
yeah,
I'm probably going to treat that. I'm not sending him home.
You're like, this is going to be my career.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I'm going to take this guy on tour. Or you could open up a little cafe, really, just stand him in the corner. Your costs would be low.
This is my patient, Earl Grey.
No, it is China. He would be Lapsang Suchong. All right, here is your next limerick.
Nick's the hunk who just poses and hovers. You know, average guys make the best lovers. We may not look like much, but we've got the right touch. Let's have real men grace Harlequin's...
covers.
Right! Who among us has not looked at the cover of a Harlequin romance and thought, that does not look like the guys I meet? Most people might think that's the whole point, of course, but Harlequin decided to ditch the Fabio-like models on the covers of their romances, and they recently held a casting call for everyday Joes to pose for their covers. A Harlequin spokeswoman said, quote, our audience likes men a little bit older, a little bigger than the runway models. So soon you could pick up something called, like, widescreen plasma love, featuring a beautiful woman pressing herself against a pudgy guy in a Dave Matthews Band t-shirt who's bravely pointing a TV remote at the reader.
I love that no one ever calls me to do this research. Because
yeah.
I didn't think Fabio was... it wasn't exactly my type, and now we just get the chunky...
refrigerator repairman.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, is there anything like that in male literature? Like, is Maxim going to come out with the normal girl?
No.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Playboy does the girl next door thing every once in a while.
And she has never been next door to me.
I got in trouble because I saw that and I ran next door and started banging on the door. Like, turns out they weren't telling the truth. Yeah.
One restraining order later?
Yeah. But. All right, here is your last limerick.
For his hybrid genetic junk heap, even Zeus thinks this doctor's a creep. Though I made the satyr, regretted it later. So, buddy, don't mix man with...
oh, gosh.
Rhymes with heap, creep.
Yep, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So a satyr is a half man, half... How about, should I just give it to you?
Yeah.
Sheep. Sheep. Although satyr is half man, half goat. But still. Still a ruminant. What do you want? After countless centuries of more low-tech efforts to do it, a scientist at the University of Nevada has finally created the first sheep-human hybrid. Dr. Esmail Zanjani created the 15% human, 85% sheep by injecting adult human cells into a sheep fetus. The idea is to grow human organs inside sheep for use in transplants. Other scientists dismissed the discovery. They said this is actually the second human-sheep combination after Gene Shalit.
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, it's sort
That's
of genetic
creepy.
Makeup. It
yeah,
is a
it
little creepy.
Creepy. Yeah.
Apparently, it looks and acts like a sheep.
Except it jumps over fences to lull itself to sleep.
Exactly. It counts itself.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Lewis do in our quiz?
Lewis did well enough, Peter. He had two correct answers. So, Lewis, you win our prize.
Great.
Well
Thank
done, Lewis. Congratulations.